This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Rocket Mortgage with you every single step of the way, providing a seamless mortgage experience. It's Ken Carmen on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. You send the tweets, you send the hot takes. Damn it, at Ken Carmen, C-A-R-M-A-N. We have to welcome in Ryan Hickey. Hickey, hello.
Kenny, hello.
Halloween hating Hickey, hello.
Yeah, I heard there was a lot of trash talk going on when I was out here.
Because you're
earlier.
A pig. Because you're a total pig.
A pig?
You're a hog.
Wow.
That's what you are. How do you hate Halloween? Who hates Halloween?
We are 90 seconds into the show and I'm getting
called
out.
Are you Jerry Falwell? Why do you hate Halloween so much?
I never said I hated Halloween. It's not my.
Yes, you did.
My
you actually
holiday.
Said those
it's
exact
my
words.
Least favorite word.
Why is it your? Sure. Why is it? Why is it your? Well, why?
Because
why?
I feel like there's just a lot of unnecessary pressure on people to have good costumes. Like first, okay, so I'm 26 years old, so not in the stage yet where I have kids to where it's different. I feel like when you're an adult, it's looked upon differently. When you're a kid, when you're in high school, when you're in college, there's a lot of pressure to get the costume right. Like, do you go all in? Like, are you one of those guys that just completely decks out in a hardo costume and then you show up to the party and it's all kind of like chill? Like, oh,
first
wow.
off, who
we're
uses
not
the term hardo?
Oh, you don't use it? I like it. I love that term.
I've never used the term hardo in my life. I got to find... Oh, my God. There's a picture of me somewhere. Hold on. Go ahead. You keep talking. Keep going.
So, it's just I feel there's a lot of pressure to get the costume right and you don't really know for the most part how people are taking it seriously. Like, I've been to parties where I've gone, you know, I've tried to put some effort into the costume and people just have gone way, way too far. And I'm one of the only ones like that didn't try hard. And then other times where it's like people are basically, you know, wearing a mask maybe or like a scary shirt. It's like, oh, this is a Halloween party. And then you come in there in full costume. It's like, oh, boy, look, what a loser. So I just feel like I never, honestly, I'm not creative, I'll be honest. So I feel like the costumes are always a struggle to get something good, funny, cool, that's not going over the top or trying too hard. So that pressure, to be honest, has really weighed on me the last few years, and that's why I'm not the biggest Halloween fan. Just, you know, I just like chilling. Just like, I'll wear some clothes, let me go out, have a good time. I don't need to, like, worry about either being ostracized for wearing a ridiculous costume or not trying too hard.
I wish I could find the picture of you. It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. I know it's no longer. It can't be any on the internet any longer. There's no way. We've all grown up. We've all had kids. No, the picture of me on Halloween. Because I had a picture for you. Just I threw on a denim jacket. I threw on a mask. That was it. Boom. Out of here. That's the way it worked. It's the way it was.
I don't have enough self-confidence, I guess, that you do. That's my
It's
issue.
Not hard. What do you mean you don't have enough self-confidence? You don't have to do that much. It's not that hard of a thing. Why are you so focused on your big getup there for Halloween? First off, you're 26, so you're getting out of the age. You don't have to dress up. No one has to dress up for Halloween. You can. That's the beauty of it. But you don't have to.
I know.
You're putting way too much pressure on this holiday.
To get out of that phase where, you know, dressing up is, I would say, more important when you're younger, I'll say.
You are putting far too much pressure on yourself here.
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, I'm not saying that this is, you know, this is everyone's feeling. This is totally just me and my personal feelings of why I'm not the biggest fan of Halloween. I totally admit I put way too much pressure on myself. I think about it too much. Then I'm in my head and it's just like, you know what? It's not worth the stress.
I think it's the best Halloween that we got going. I think it's fun. I think it can be deep. I think that it can be fun for everybody involved in it. I think it's great. I think that the kids who like it can like it. I think the adults who like it can like it. There's not too much. I see. That's the part of the reason I love Halloween. I don't think there is much pressure. Christmas, Thanksgiving. Like, I love Thanksgiving, obviously. Christmas. Oh my God, the pressure that's on Christmas.
Well, what's the
as
pressure
a parent?
With Christmas?
Oh
getting
my.
Gifts right.
Are you nuts? The
well,
pressure
again,
that's...
I don't have kids, so I don't know.
All right,
what
yeah,
it's...
yeah. Get when you have kids, and I well, if you have kids, you don't have to have kids. I'm a millennial. You're a millennial. You want to have kids? You don't want to have kids? I don't care. Okay, fine. You can have kids, or you don't have to have kids. But if you have kids, there's pressure on Christmas, buddy. There is pressure on Christmas. There is a pressure on that holiday. Now you could always say you got to be thank. You should be thankful for what the hell I gave you. But a lot of people put pressure on themselves because it's not just. What happens during Christmas is there is a keeping up with the Joneses as well that happens. So you always have to be cognizant of that because it will turn anything turns into a competition. We're Americans. That's what we do. We turn a lot of things into competition. We took cornhole and we made a professional cornhole league out of it. How many people have played cornhole sober in their lives and all of a sudden you turn it up on the deuce and I got professional cornhole going on right there? We take everything and we turn it into a serious competition, and it's the same thing at Christmas. The food, the decorations, how nice my house is, how nice my Christmas lights are, the whole thing. There is so much freaking pressure on that holiday. So much. And I'm telling you right now, Hickey, in about 2 weeks, I'm going to be up and down on a ladder in my house. November 1st. What day is November 1st on? That Sunday? So November 2nd. November 2nd on that Monday, I'm going to be climbing up and down a ladder here in about 2 weeks. Putting up Christmas lights. Liz will be putting up a Christmas tree coming up on that Monday, maybe even the Sunday on November 1st. I'm telling you right now.
Really? Browns play the Raiders. Do you have a fake tree?
Browns play the Raiders. She will be putting up a fake tree. Hell yeah, we have a fake tree. You think
Jeez.
I'm getting a real tree?
Well, you should.
Hell no, I ain't getting no real tree. No.
That
no, no real trees.
That sounds too rushed.
No real trees. That's the way it goes in this household. I'm not necessarily a supporter of it, but I'm not the one who's in charge of the household. That's the way it went. You want to talk about pressure? You come see me if you ever have kids. You come see me if you ever get married. You come see me on that. I'll tell you about pressure on Christmas. Christmas is pressure. Easter, God, you got to get the kids ready for that stuff. You got to go and eat the ham and the whole thing. That's pressure. Halloween, put on anything you want. You go out there and you eat a bunch of candy at the end of the day. Oh, my God. And you tell some spooky stories. The whole thing's fun. Halloween's the best holiday we got going for us. And I will tell you the worst national holiday coming up at 1:40 because it was celebrated yesterday and I didn't understand anything by it. That's coming up at 1:40 p.m. Eastern. 855-212-4CBS. Last week I gave you a case I thought that sports is cannibalizing itself. We have everything on at once. NBA, Major League Baseball, golf, college football, NFL. Now the NBA just ended. But at that time, everything was on at once. And why are the ratings down? And immediately your uncle wants to get in and go, because of LeBron and politics. No. Well, some, true. But altogether, no. Everybody's ratings are down. Everybody's ratings are down. The only place that seems to have decent ratings, the only place that didn't have what had a 1% fall off overall was NASCAR. I think the WNBA actually saw a bump in ratings. And I think another entity actually saw a bump in ratings. The NBA, WNBA had like a 13% increase in ratings. Everybody else took massive hits. Baseball for the NL and ALCS up until Thursday, down 66%. And last week, because this is before the AL and ALCS numbers were starting to come around, last week I do believe, and I still believe this to some degree, that sports is cannibalizing itself. That we thought when we were getting sports back, my gosh, in September and October and November, we're going to have this cornucopia of sports. But now we're starting to realize that's not always a good thing. Because all these sports need casual fans. The NBA needs casual fans. The NBA finals are usually held in June. You got regular season Major League Baseball. You have a couple of golf tournaments going on right there. You have the NBA Finals. Casual sports fans will watch the NBA Finals. You have your ratings. People want to see championships. They want to see drama. There's your ratings. I hold the NBA Finals in the fall compared to the NFL. You're not getting those casual fans. Casual NBA fans. Casual ones. I'm not talking about Wob on Twitter. I'm not talking about those guys. Hardcore basketball fans are going to be in, and no matter what, you're never going to lose those folks. But the casual NBA fan, they're watching NFL football on Sunday. They're watching college football on Saturday. They're not going to watch the NBA. Football has the most casual fans, and football's had a drop as well. Because for some of the casual fans, you have had a bit of a crossover as well. There might be a casual fan who might like basketball more. They're going to watch a little bit of basketball. They're going to watch Major League Baseball. They might watch a little bit of golf. What you're doing is all these entities that need casual fans, you're splitting your casual fan base up. That's why the calendar worked as well as it did for eons and eons and eons. NBA ends in June, boom. Stanley Cup ends in June, boom. Got both. We can watch both. We have casual fans who most of the time when it's staggered, we can watch both. So we don't lose as much ratings, and we can gain ratings. Major League Baseball ends in the fall. Usually it's staggered against the NFL. Usually it's better. Now we can't do that because we're trying to get seasons in here. So I do think that when you lose your casual fan base, you are going to cannibalize yourself. And I wonder what's going to happen with the Masters. Because the Masters is coming up in November. You look at that weekend of, what, November 18th? You're going to have some regular season football going on. College football is going to be really heating up. You'll have the Big Ten back. Is an Ohio State fan going to watch the Masters on Saturday instead of Ohio State football? Not a chance in hell. Not a chance in hell. Masters Sunday? Think about your own great football team. Kansas City fan, maybe a big golf fan, you might tune in a little bit. I'm not sure what the schedule is. If Kansas City plays at 1 o'clock on Sunday, you going to watch that or are you going to watch the Masters? You're going to watch Kansas City. At least I think so. Maybe I'll end up being wrong. But you're going to lose your casual fans that become golf fans in April because it's right after the college basketball tournament. Hey, we got the Masters. Here we go. Away we go. Now I'm going to put the Masters in November. And because now you have a rating system where it's just starting to get into the 21st century, but it's still in a lot of ways antiquated where they count cable boxes and there's only certain percentages given to cable cutting or cord cutting and different forms of watching on Hulu and live streaming and YouTube and all those things, you're going to have some skewed numbers. But then I did see those numbers that came out from the NLCS and the ALCS rankings. And how that those ratings were down 66%. Now, I made a joke earlier, your uncle will blame it on politics, and for your uncle, it's true. For you, it might be true. But not for everybody, it can be true. And I watch these games because I have to. And my first thought was, man, the Astros are coming back down 3-0. I don't think anybody cares. Ben, we keep saying that the Astros, well, if the Astros go to the World Series, that's going to be good for business because everybody hates the Astros. Everybody wants to see the Astros lose. I don't know. They're playing right now in the ALCS. Do you care right now? Because the ratings are down 66%. It tells me you don't give a damn what the Astros do. You don't care about Carlos Correa. You don't care about any of those guys. You don't care about Jose Altuve. None of them. These are easily hateable people by baseball standards, by sports standards. And according to these ratings, you don't care. And then I realize, I think we watch sports for the same reason we play video games. For the same reason we play Madden, for the same reason we play NCAA, we played NCAA football, for MLB The Show, for the NBA 2K, I think we watch sports for that same reason. There's a feeling of make-believe. I can't play professional football. I've never been able to. I don't have the genetics. I'm not good enough. Could never do it. And 99.5% of Americans are the same way as me. So we play Madden. And we can't go to the games. If I'm in my own area where usually I can go to the game, it's still going to be hard to get a ticket. If you really want to, you could get a ticket, but you can only fit 60,000 people in a football stadium in most places or 100,000 in college. But now that we don't have as many fans or in Major League Baseball where there's no fans, in the NBA where there's no fans, you can't tell me that doesn't have an effect. When I can't look and watch my favorite basketball team be able to finish off a dunk, be able to finish off an and one, and the crowd stands up and cheers, and I stand up and cheer with it, I feel like I'm in that crowd when I'm watching these games. We've done a tremendous job with television. And so any fan sitting at home watching their favorite baseball, football, basketball, hockey team, whatever, they feel they're right there in the mix. I think there's still a thirst. There's some people who thought, well, maybe people aren't as big on sports. Well, for some, maybe that's true, but sports is always going to be some sort of an outlet. Even if you don't agree or you're tired of hearing something or whatever you may feel about it, sports is always supposed to be an outlet. It's supposed to be entertaining. It's supposed to be fun. And I think the fans are a part of that fun. Because just like what Hickey was talking about with Halloween, that's part of the reason I love Halloween so much. It's make-believe. I like to get lost in things just like anybody else. I like to watch movies. I like to watch sports. And part of the reason I watch those things is because, yeah, I grew up and I wanted to be a professional baseball, football, basketball, hockey, golfer, whatever it might be, just like any other kid in America. I can't. I gravitate towards sports. I watch sports. And when I can't be at the arena, when I can't be at the stadium or the ballpark, the fans that I see in the stands from my home team or away, and I get to enjoy my team ruining it for them. That's part of the fun. And to see cardboard cutouts in the stands, while I know that a lot of the teams have it going to a good cause, it's a nice charitable thing to do. While I know that there's a lot of good that might be coming out of that, you know it's not the same, and you know it actually works against your interest. There's nothing we can do about it. It's a pandemic. There's very little we can do. I can't blame Major League Baseball. I can blame New York and L.A. teams for not letting other teams have fans during the season. But it's hard for me to really get in a lather about that argument. I don't want to, and I want to preach against safety. I can do that, but I don't want to. College sports, you might be able to in some cases. More than likely, no. I think fans do have that much of an impact on whether or not we watch games and we're really in tune with those games. It's one thing to see on a court that looks the same with nobody in the stands, or you see them on some tremendous screen where there's fans sitting at home watching on Zoom, which we're all on Zoom and not a lot of us like being on Zoom, and we don't even want to admit that because we're trying to make the best out of this that we can. We don't like being on Zoom. We don't like having Zoom conferences. A lot of us wish that we were back in certain places just to have some normalcy again, and we're hoping that someday it will happen that way. But I don't need to see more Zoom people when I'm trying not to watch more Zoom people. And it just makes it less fun. There is something to, okay, they're at Staples Center. LeBron just finished an and-one. Jack Nicholson is clapping. Jack Nicholson's excited. Laker fans excited. Eric Spoelstra is going to have to call a timeout here eventually because the Lakers are on a run. There's something special to the towel waving that goes on at Major League Baseball stadiums when there's fans for the league championship series, and they wave the towels and they do the chants and they have the big reactions, and then there's that feeling of anticipation that you can feel in the stands that you don't get to feel now. You might try to feel it at home if your favorite team is playing, but if you were just watching because you're a sports fan, you're losing that energy. You're losing that juice. And I do think it's kind of turning some people away. You're playing truncated seasons. We're trying to figure out ways to make it legitimate. People want to assign asterisks to it. And when you want to assign an asterisk to it, then you don't want to legitimize it. And then in the back of your mind, you're thinking, why give it my time? I think it's had a profound effect on American sports fans. Yeah, I can say politics, 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 politics. And a lot of ways, maybe some of you will agree. Yeah, politics. To some, yeah. But I think it's much deeper than that. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Why didn't you watch? Why aren't you watching? We'll get to you guys. Also, coaching is evolving, and so is Belichick, and work or shoot. It's Ken Carmen on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Ken Carmen Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I got a hot take for America. You guys ready to hear this? I never liked the Ultimate Warrior. I didn't like the Ultimate Warrior when I was 6 freaking years old and I was supposed to like the Ultimate Warrior. I didn't like the Ultimate Warrior as an adult. I don't like the Ultimate Warrior now. Don't like the Ultimate Warrior. Not a fan. How you like that? Yeah, I'll tell you what it's like. Don't like the Ultimate Warrior. Not a fan of it. Him, whatever. What's that? That's a promo? That's what you call a promo? Whoa! That's not a promo. I didn't understand him then. I don't understand him now. I couldn't understand him now, obviously. Didn't understand him as an adult. Don't understand him now. Never got it. Didn't get it when I was a kid. Hated it when he beat Hulk Hogan and Hulk Hogan gave him a big hug. Hated it then. Hate it now. Never a fan. Boom. Take that. There are guys who have grown on me over time. I didn't like Bret the Hitman Hart when I was a kid. Yeah, I was one of the few that didn't. He'd give the shades to the kid. I always said I'd give it back. And then I watched Bret the Hitman Hart now as an adult. And I go, God, that guy was a true technician. Look at him go. Look, I wish I could just watch Mr. Perfect again, live and in person again. Look at these technicians go. I didn't care for the Ultimate Warrior when I was a kid. I didn't know that he was always over there squeezing everybody's grapefruits doing the fireman's press. I didn't know that until now. I didn't know anything about work rate or any of the other inside stuff about wrestling when I was a kid. I didn't like him as a kid. Don't like him as an adult. Boom. Take that. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Also breaking news, Nick Saban's going to coach tonight. I don't know if that's really breaking news. I think that's probably just confirming what everybody thought was going to happen. Hickey will probably agree with me on that. I'm going to get to Frank here in a second, but I think that Hickey will probably agree with me on that one. He had two negative tests. You saw the third one coming. You knew he was going to coach tonight. So Nick Saban gets to coach against Kirby Smart. Going to be a big one. Georgia wins that game. I think the sky's the limit. Don't know if they will. I don't think they will. I'm pulling for Georgia, obviously. I'd like to see some things being mixed up. It's been a great college football season, even with the pandemic. We've seen a lot of interesting stuff happening so far. It's going to be interesting to see them. And, no, I believe that what? Kansas is up early right now on West by God, Virginia. Is that not right, Hickey?
Kansas just scored a touchdown. It's 10-0.
It's 10-0, Kansas. Does a school like Kansas even need a head coach? Les Miles is not with that team.
So far, I'd say no.
Like, just leave the – you'll save yourself a ton of money. Just leave the position open. It's not like you're really competing anyway. Of course, you are beating Neil Brown right now, and I think he's a pretty good coach. Let me get to Frank in Nevada. Frank, you're next up on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Frank.
Hey, thank you so much. But I did want to kind of get into this LCS, and I did have one bone to pick with one Mr. Rob Manfred, although I do think he's doing a great job as commissioner.
Whoa, stay with me. You think he's doing a great job, Frank?
Overall, I do think he's doing a good job.
Tell me why.
I think, well, for one, DH in the National League I thought was great. I do think he's working on pace of play. I do think he's going to eventually have a timer on the pitchers, but you got to do this stuff slowly. You can't just change baseball 100-plus years of history in like 2 seconds, so I think he gets that. But here's where I think he missed the boat.
Okay.
As a Dodger fan, and I love Globe Life Field, I think it's beautiful, although places like a cavern, it's amazing, but it was unfair to our fan base because we've got COVID, we can't fly out there to Dallas-Fort Worth Airport or drive, it's too far away, and you saw more Brave fans in the stands. So, and their fans are great and everything, but I would have liked to have had that in L.A. because they had the best record. I think it should have been played in L.A.
Well, yeah, but you can't – well, I guess you can have some sports in L.A., Frank, because you're able to have football in L.A. even though you can't have any fans for it. I think what they want to do – Go ahead.
Yes, sir. But we had the wild card against Milwaukee and L.A. Why couldn't we? We should have had it throughout. Dodgers had 43-17 record, best record in baseball, and yet they have to go play in a different time zone. It's closer to Atlanta. But, no, hey, we'll see. And I'm going to be rooting for the Dodgers tonight to force a game 7, and I think Dave Roberts should be manager of the year. And all these Dodger fans that say, fire Dave Roberts, I don't think you're a very good fan, quite frankly.
Frank, the only reason I asked you all those questions, you are the first call I've taken that has liked the job that Rob Manfred has done. So that's the only. I swear to you. I've been doing this show for a few years. You're the first one who's ever done it, man. So that's why I had to ask you. I didn't even want to fight you on. I just want to hear you out, buddy. That's
Thank
all.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for the call. 855-212-4CBS. He's liking it. I did what the announced attendance last night was what, like 10,700. I know that there was a couple of tickets and then some actually went secondary market on that. He's right because it can have a weird. I just didn't think that they thought that people might travel the way they would. And there are you look at a state of Texas. If you're in Arlington, Dallas is still a big city in Texas that there's a lot of natives there, but it's also a transplanted. I know it's in Arlington. But it's a transplanted city. There's a lot of people who gravitate towards it. And I know Atlanta's the same way. Atlanta's really the same way. But Atlanta, the Braves, were the South's team for decades until you got a couple of other teams down in Florida, and then you saw what you have in a couple of other places. But they were the South's team and still are the South's team. There's a whole generation of people who are Braves fans since they moved from Milwaukee. There are multiple generations of them. So it wouldn't be surprising to me if somebody who was from Louisiana, somebody who's from Arkansas, somebody who's from Mississippi, Alabama, even Northern Florida, even though I know you have the Rays there, where they might have moved to Dallas for a job, those people are still Braves fans. And if those people moved to Dallas for a job, you're in an area that still has a lot of transplants. It's still in the South. It's still in Texas. Yeah, you're going to get a lot of fans. People go to L.A. They're born in L.A. They stay in L.A. So I got to tell you, I think Frank does have a valid point there. 855-212-4CBS. Coming up at 1 o'clock Eastern, dare we ask, do we throw the E word on Ryan Tannehill? Up next, work or shoot. It's Ken Carmen on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Ken Carmen Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Man, I forgot about that guy. I forgot about that caller. 855-212-4CBS. Coming up in a bit, we'll do a work or shoot here. I got to get this quote in. Dusty Baker, after the Astros made it a 3-3 series, Dusty Baker was in the post game, and here we got Dusty Baker right here because I haven't had a quote like this in some time. Go ahead and hit it.
You got to love this team, or some people hate this team, but, I mean, you at least got to respect this team, I think. And, you know, the way that they've worked, I know people have given me a lot of credit, but, you know, I don't deserve any of it. They deserve it, you know, by their hard work, by their perseverance.
I don't have to love, I don't have to respect, and I'm not giving Dusty Baker credit. Can we hear that again, please? Go ahead. I've never heard such an inaccurate statement. Well, I probably have. I haven't heard an inaccurate statement like this in quite some time from Dusty Baker. Let's hear it again, please.
You got to love this team.
Stop.
Or some people hate this team.
No, I don't. And a lot of people hate your team. Can you play that where you stop it when I want you to?
Ken, I can do whatever you want. I'll play it. You tell me stop.
All right. Go now. Go. Hit it.
You got to love this team.
Stop. No, you don't. Next.
Or some people hate this team, but I mean.
Stop. Wrong again. That's the second part where it was wrong. Everybody hates that team who's not an Astros fan. And that's the majority of people, so that's more than a lot. That's just about everybody. Next.
You at least got to respect this team.
Stop. I do not have to respect you. That's the beauty of professional sports. I do not have to respect you. I don't have to respect a thing about you. I don't have to respect your championship 3 years ago. I don't have to respect any of it. And you can sit there and yell at me about the Yankees and the Red Sox and everybody else. No, 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 no. You're the one. I don't have to respect you. No. I don't have to respect Carlos Correa. Jose Altuve with the tattoo, the fake tattoo or the whatnot. I don't have to respect anything. Next.
I think. And, you know, the way that they've worked, I know people have given me a lot of credit. But
stop. Okay, they did work. Okay, that's one fact. Nobody is giving you credit. Who's giving Dusty Baker credit? Am I missing out here? I don't listen to a lot of I don't listen to as much 610 as I should. Are they giving him a bunch of credit down there in Houston? Is Landry Locker giving Dusty Baker a bunch of credit?
Not that I've seen.
Okay, I'm not trying to be like the Hill over here. I got four false statements and one quote. Next, hit it.
You know, I don't deserve any of it. They deserve it.
Stop. Okay. He says he doesn't deserve any of it. True. He said they deserve it. False. I got five falsehoods in one statement. I have two true statements in one statement. Go.
You know, by their hard work, by their perseverance.
Is that the end of the quote?
Yes, that's where it ends right there.
Their perseverance. I will give you perseverance. I will give you perseverance. Three. I got five false statements and three true ones. I will give you perseverance. I don't want to give you hard work, but I already gave you credit for the work, so I'm not going to give it to you again. But I have to look at the truth. Just listen and play the whole quote again.
You got to love this team, or some people hate this team, but I mean, you at least got to respect this team, I think. And, you know, the way that they've worked, I know people have given me a lot of credit, but, you know, I don't deserve any of it. They deserve it, you know, by their hard work, by their perseverance.
I just want one time. Just go out there and cut a Ric Flair promo. Just do it. Be Eddie Guerrero. Lie, cheat, steal, whatever you need to. I hate to equate everything to pro wrestling. Just go out there and do that. Just do that. It'll be so much better. You know everybody hates him, Dusty. You know everybody hates that team. And you know no one respects that team. Go out there and cut the promo. Let everybody know you're there. I don't have to respect anything about you. No. There's plenty of teams I've hated. There's plenty of teams that we've hated that we have respected. And I know hate, I always have said hate, you have to hate, you have to respect something to hate it. I'm putting that to the test right now. Not a fan of the Astros. Not a fan. And usually I like heels in pro sports because they make things interesting. I usually say that. Here, don't know if I can, hombre. Don't know if I can. We ready for work or shoot?
Always, Kenny.
Let's do it, Hick.
All right, Kenny. So the biggest game of the year in college football so far commences tonight as third-ranked Georgia visits number 2 Alabama. The Crimson Tide boasts the highest scoring offense in the country, while the Bulldogs are second in total defense. Nick Saban, as we know, was a question mark all throughout the week, but as we just found out a few minutes ago, he will be on the sidelines and coaching this game for Alabama. So work or shoot, Alabama will beat Georgia by at least 10 points.
Oh, remember, work is false, shoot is true. It's basically false or true. I am going to say you got to prove it to me. I'm sorry, Kirby. You're going to have to prove it to me, baby. Big game. I'm going to say it's a shoot.
Shoot.
I'm saying it. You said 10 or more, right? So I hit it when they hit 10, right?
10, you win. 10 or
so
more.
If they win 20 to 10, it's Ken Carman who wins it, right?
Yes, sir.
Boom. Shoot. Prove me wrong, Kirby. Prove me wrong, Ugga. I'm still questioning the quarterback play. I'm not questioning Alabama as much. It's still very, very early. Boy, I tell you what, I love what Georgia did against Auburn, though. I love what Georgia did against Auburn. Arkansas, that was the first game of the year. I don't want to get too crazy about that. Todd Monken's offense, I'm still questioning. I'm going to say it's a shoot. I think they win by 10. Next.
Shoot.
The Tennessee Titans, Ken, shocked a lot of people with their dominating win over the Bills on Tuesday night. The Titans are now 4-0 on the year after reaching the AFC Championship game last year. Ryan Tannehill, since taking over as a starter, has gone 11-3 while throwing for 31 touchdowns, just 6 interceptions in the last 14 regular season games. So work or shoot, the Titans have the best shot in the AFC to knock off the Chiefs.
I started the show with this. You Raiders fans got in. A lot of Raiders people got in on me. I don't know if anybody can really keep up with Kansas City every single game. And now that they've added Le'Veon Bell, that's going to be maybe even more crucial here. I want to believe in New England. I still believe in Buffalo. I still believe in Pittsburgh. I still believe in Baltimore. I think that Vegas and Cleveland are on the outside looking in of the group of serious contenders. But they're in they're playoff teams. These are playoff teams. I will say it's a shoot. Tennessee has the best chance. They were in the AFC Championship game with them last year. I think they're better off. I think Ryan Tannehill, now it's early. It's still early. Ryan Tannehill is playing at a completely different level than what he was last year. Credit to Tannehill. Credit to the Titans. Credit to them continuing this excellence of how they're able to conduct their offense. They're what? They are 4-0 for the first time since, what was it, 08 or something like that. It hadn't been that terribly long for them. I'm going to say shoot. I think it's Tennessee who's the top dog to compete with them. Then I would put it in a mix of Buffalo, Pittsburgh, New England, Baltimore, and then I don't care if Vegas – I know Vegas won. Raider fan, I know. I've seen this game before from you. Now, you've played a tough schedule. You're 3-2. Your losses, when I look at them on paper, actually good losses, even though I think you just came unglued when I watched you against New England. I still need to see more because people wanted to give you guys a bunch of credit last year and you lost like 5 in a row to end the season. I want to see more. I don't hate you. Not a hater. I just want to see a little more. So I think it is shoot with Tennessee. Next.
Shoot.
Well, sick in the NFL, Ken, a game you know very well. Tomorrow's Browns-Steelers game will have a ton of juicy storylines. The Browns, off to their best start since 1994, could be tied for first place if they win the game tomorrow in Pittsburgh. It's also the first time Myles Garrett will face the Steelers since his infamous helmet-swinging incident last season, and Kareem Hunt, already early this week, has declared that this game is for Garrett. Work or shoot, the Browns will beat the Steelers on Sunday.
Why'd you do this to me?
We asked the tough questions here.
You said will.
Yes.
The can Browns I, how will. Can I? They're on the road. Baker Mayfield has hurt ribs. That's a work. I can't say they will. That's a work.
Work.
What are you doing to me?
What are you doing to you?
I'm sure as hell glad they're airing Tennessee and Kentucky over there at 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. You're killing me here.
What
you
am I
said
doing?
Will. I can't say will. I say they can. They can. They certainly can. You asked will.
Can any team in the NFL if you, can win a game? If the Dolphins just went to San Francisco and won the game.
No. Remember, I've covered the Browns, and I am a Browns fan. All right? There's been plenty of times where that has also been a work. There's no can involved. All right? Now, this is a can. Will? Will's a little difficult. So I have to say work. He's got a rib issue. OBJ's got the sniffles. OBJ's got to play. There's some significant injuries here, buddy boy. I don't know if you can just say will. I don't like your line of questioning, sir.
Ken,
by the
I
way,
mean,
Kentucky
we're
just got a pick.
The hard questions here. Can
Kentucky
they
just
win
got
sure?
A Kentucky. I think that was a pick six. They're up 14-0 now over Tennessee. What'd you say? You're asking the tough questions?
No,
you're not asking tough questions.
The Browns can win. They're a talented team. But
I said can, but you said will.
I know.
And
that's
will.
That's not.
Well,
can is not a fun question. Will
a work.
Is a better question.
It's a work. It's a work. Okay? You wanted me to
work.
Say work? I'll say work. Fine.
Work.
Fine.
Work.
Go ahead. Next.
Well, I figured, you know, maybe there's an emotional lift. Myles Garrett seems motivated. Kareem Hunt said they're going to win this one for
Myles. You can be as emotional as you want, but if your starting quarterback has hurt ribs, it's going to be a little bit of a difficult day, is it not?
I agree. I just wasn't sure if that emotional lift, that extra motivation, maybe could push him over the hump. That's
well,
all.
This isn't Rudy. This isn't some movie. This isn't Remember the Titans. This is real-life football with grown-ass men. This ain't your Disney movie, okay?
I'm just – listen, Ken. I'm just
work.
Asking the
next.
Questions. All right.
Work.
Let's go to the hardwood. The Los Angeles Clippers – made their decision on the next head coach as assistant Ty Lue will replace Doc Rivers on the sidelines. One interesting aspect Lue has to manage is team camaraderie, as The Athletic reported that role players like Patrick Beverley, Montrezl Harrell, and Lou Williams were upset with the way Kawhi Leonard was treated. They cited actions like Leonard, who lives in San Diego, was routinely late for team flights and even dictated to Doc Rivers when he would play and when he would sit out games. So work or shoot, star players like Kawhi Leonard have earned the right to call their own shots.
That's a work.
Work.
That is a work. Because, well, now that I think about it a little bit more, it's actually a shoot.
Shoot.
LeBron, because if you look at the other team in that building, LeBron calls his own shots. They do LeBron's bidding in L.A., just like any other team. Like the Cavaliers did twice. But it's incumbent upon Kawhi to not let his teammates know that. You have to, yes, we will stop everything for you. You're the best we have. But you can't let your teammates know that, or at least make it so abundantly clear to your teammates. You still need your teammates. Kawhi Leonard still needs his teammates. So if that's true from that report, that's actually bad on Kawhi. I don't know if that's bad on the Clippers, because I think any team will line up and do whatever Kawhi wants them to do for Kawhi to play for their team. But I think that's bad on Kawhi. You can't allow that to be that obvious. I mean, If you're late here and there, you might have some obligations that you have, but you have to let it be known that you appreciate your teammates, that you're a team guy, because that's how you get those guys to play for you. That's an alarming thing to hear. And LeBron has many faults, and at times LeBron has been that way here and there. I will not take that away from him. But he also is good at bringing his teammates in, making them feel like they're a part of it. Even the guys who have been problem children in the past, making them a part of it. You know, a guy like Deion Waiters, a guy like J.R. Smith, making them feel at home, bringing them with it. So I think that's a big Kawhi problem. I don't think that's a Clipper problem. Next.
And finally, Ken, after defeating the Rays 7-4 in Game 6 last night, the Astros are on the brink of making history as they have already just become the second team in MLB history, to force a Game 7 after falling behind a series 3-0. Now, the Rays have struggled offensively throughout this entire series, as they as a team are hitting below 200. Lance McCullers Jr. will be on the bump for Houston as he battles Charlie Morton in this winner-take-all game later on tonight. So work or shoot, it will be better for baseball if the Astros win and reach the World Series.
Technically, that should be a shoot. I just don't know if that's real, because there's plenty of people who aren't watching regardless. I just don't know. It is a shoot. It should be a shoot. We're supposed to have teams that we hate play at a high level, so we have somebody we can root for and root against. But I don't know. I don't know if anybody cares. Is that it?
That is it.
We got to get going. Yeah, we got to get going. All right, coming up at 1:40, a national holiday that I found that I absolutely hate. I finally hate one, and dare I ask, is Ryan Tannehill the E-word? It's Ken Carmen on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.